Hi there, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Hangover Radio. I'm flying solo today because I felt that we really, really have let you guys down with the frequency or lack thereof of these podcasts. So I'm Murphy-less today. I really must make an apology for not doing one of these for a while because I've been quite busy. Well, not been too busy, but you know, it's been hard to get both of us together at the same time to really do one of these properly. We might have spent some time together, but we've never actually got around to doing one of these because there's always been other things that come up. And I should stop rambling and actually get on with our course of business for the day. Last time we were talking about a free festival that was going on in the city, and we managed to get tickets for it, amazingly enough. I went with my dad on the first day, and Murphy on the second day. I managed to see lots of bands. I'll fire through them quickly and give you my opinion on lots of them. The Saturday, I caught the end of the Fratellis, who are a new Glasgow band. They're fairly decent, I thought. I rather enjoyed them. Then it was off to see Narls Barclay, who had a massive, massive hit a few months back. Crazy. It's a good song, but a really short set. They were alright. Quite enjoyed them. Then Orson were up next, who, you know, they're okay at what they do. They're fine at what they do. Rays of Light, nah, don't like them too much, but Golden Touch is a bitchin' song. They were okay. A little bit of Dirty Pretty Things. Carol Barrett, who was in the Libertines, his new band, they're okay. Dids as well from the Cooper Temple Clause. Gotta love the Cooper Temple Clause, they're great. Muse played for about half an hour, and it was really awesome to see them. There's a couple of songs that didn't play, like Plugin Baby and Newborn, which was a bit disappointing, and they didn't have keyboards out, which was a bit crap, but it was fun all the same, and hopefully maybe see them again at Reading. Block Party, yeah, they were alright. Milo, caught a little bit of Milo, he was rather cool. Snow Patrol were the headliners on the first day, and I thought they were great. You know, really, well, they formed in Dundee, so it was sort of a homecoming of sorts. The first gig they'd played here for like 2 years. I mean, the last time they were here, they played in front of 150 people, and this time it was like 10,000. So, you know, it's a good day all in all. The Sunday, first band we saw were The View, who are local boys. A guy at work's friends with them, and they were actually not bad. I rather enjoyed them. I hadn't heard them before, and really quite liked them. After that, I was off to see The Ordinary Boys. I don't like them too much, but I did quite enjoy their set. It was rather fun. I'm flying through this as quick as I can. After that, I was off to see Hot Chip, who were shit. Lord. Shit. Didn't like them at all. Apart from one of the keyboard players who was bouncing away. It was really amusing. It's like he was on acid or something. But it really amused me and Murphy. We were only really there to wait for what was probably the best band of the weekend, because me and Murphy had been such big fans of them for like 6 months, and this was our first chance to see them. We Are Scientists, who I think are bloody brilliant. Very, very danceable indie stuff, and they were really awesome. I danced my socks off. Well, I would have if I didn't have shoes on, but there you go. And after that, 10 minutes later, it was Feeder, and Feeder are like one of our favourite bands, and they were awesome, as always. That's like the fourth time I've seen them, and by the end of the summer I've seen them like 6 times or something crazy like that. But they're always good. A little bit of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who were quite good. Maps is an awesome song. I love it so hard. After that was The Editors, who I rather liked. All Sparks is one of my favourite songs right now. So it was awesome to hear that live. And there was a secret band on the set. On the set? On the schedule. So I moseyed on to the main stage to see who they were. It was Franz Ferdinand, who played four songs. And were rather fun. Second time I'd seen them. Excuse me. And yeah, they got the crowd going, you know, Scottish crowd. Scottish band, well, they say they're a Scottish band, even though only one of them actually is Scottish. But there you go. So anyway, it was a great weekend for free. Lots of fun. Fan dabby dozy stuff. This weekend coming is Tea in the Park Festival, and that's probably the highlight of the year for me. It's like Scotland's biggest music festival, and it's always so much fun. It lasts for the whole weekend. I'm camping. I've been camping. This will be my fifth year of camping now. I really love it every year. Lots of fun. I'm going to try and not get as drunk as I did last year on the Friday, because I was rather ill for a good few hours on the Saturday morning. Not too pretty a sight. I'm really looking forward to it again. I'm mostly looking forward to seeing We Are Scientists again. Jose Gonzalez on the Sunday. Who else? Sorry, I'm going to be really quiet for a second while I go and look up the lineup. Terrible, I know. The Who. The Who should be awesome. Sorry. I've been quiet for a second. The Chili Peppers should be fun. They were decent the last time I saw them, although I'm not too impressed with Stadium Arcadium. It's a bit bollocks, actually. But I really just want to hear all the old stuff. The best stuff. Who else? Here's the lineup. Just in a second. I'm hopefully going to catch a little bit of the Automatic, who have got one of the most popular songs going right now through the whole country. They're like number 6 in the charts still after about 3 or 4 weeks. Monster is a lot of fun. Who are? Pharrell Williams. Oh, I love Pharrell. I really, really loved NERD when I saw them 2 years ago. They're brilliant, I reckon. Fight Star as well. As sad as it sounds, I do quite like Fight Star. I'm sorry. Who else do we have? Wolf Mother. Might not be too bad. We shall wait and see. Hope of the States. Quite like Hope of the States. They're rather cool. Feeder again. Giant Drag. I'd forgotten about Giant Drag. I really, really like Giant Drag. I think they're awesome. I might go and see The View again if I can. If I can see The View again, I will. So that should be rather good. And as far as anybody else goes, I'll just wait and see how the schedule runs. I'll probably go and... There's not too many people I'm really looking forward to seeing this year, so I'll try and catch out the smaller bands if I can. Which should be good. moving along. This week's top 5. I haven't actually decided on my full list yet, but I have decided what the top 5 is going to be for this week. Well, this week. I say this week, it could be another 2 months before we do another one of these, but I hope not. I'm going to be a big geek this week, and my top 5 is going to be my top 5 favourite wrestlers in currently wrestling in the Ring of Honor promotion. Ring of Honor, excuse me a second, that's my phone ringing, I'm going to have to pause this. Sorry for interrupting my train of thought. Apologies for that mild interruption for a second there. The phone call wasn't for me anyway. So, yeah, Ring of Honor is a promotion, wrestling promotion on the east, based on the East Coast of America. which has lots of hard hitting, usually long matches with lots of technical wrestling involved. So I'm going to fire out a few guys that I really like from that promotion. First one would be probably the most popular choice for most of the fans of that promotion, Samoa Joe, who's a 300-pound guy who can do crazy shit. He can fly, he can beat people, beat the fucking shit out of people. He's just an awesome. Roderick Strong is also on my list. I've become a big fan of his of late. He's got very good psychological offense, very focused offense, working on the back, pounding the back, and then slapping on a submission. Really like him, a big fan of him. Austin Aries, Roderick Strong's tag team partner, he's very, very crisp in his offense. He's always a pleasure to watch. And this is where I get stuck. Let's go for Colt Cabana. Colt Cabana is a comedic sort of wrestler who can really pull out some stonking matches every now and again. He's a lot of fun. And just for talking's sake, let's go for Alex Shelley. Alex Shelley is very charismatic in the ring and connects with fans and so on. And he's a lot of fun. So I'm going to wrap that up there. No cheat of the week this week because I forgot to go in and get one. So apologies for that. Retro cheat of the week. Sorry. I have to get it right. Instead, this week, probably as a one-off, I'm going to do a little feature called Hot or Not. Just a couple of random things that I either really like at the minute or do not like. So first of all, what's hot? There's a song that was released today as a single, which I can't get enough of at the minute. It's by a group or an artist called Justice versus Simeon, and the song is called We Are Your Friends. It was really quite fantastic. Excuse me a second, I'm going to get interrupted again. Sorry once again. Yeah, Justice versus Simeon, the song is very beatsy electronica with an awesome bassline. It's a lot of fun, I reckon, so check it out if you can. Also on hot list is Pandora.com, which is an awesome music site where you type in any song or artist and they'll let you hear songs by them as well as other similar sounding songs. They're really awesome. Go and have a look, check it out, see what they do. What's not hot this week is Wayne Rooney, who's a twat, and that's all I'll say on that, and Russell Brand, who's also a twat. If you don't know who they are, good. Going to close out this week with a couple of movie reviews. I hope you don't mind. This is me massaging my ego and thinking that I'm self-important and have a better opinion than everyone else, because I obviously do. First off is going to do a couple of blockbusters and a couple of indie flicks. First of all is The Da Vinci Code. Now, like most people who read the book, I had high expectations going in, but it turned out to be only okay. The sequences where they're breaking codes and stuff were really short, and they're the best bits of the book. So for that reason mainly, I'm going to give it 3 out of 5 stars. It was enjoyable enough, but that really disappointed me. As good as Tom Hanks and Audrey Tautou were, no, I can't give it any more than 3 stars. Next up is X3, third installment of the X-Men series. I was a bit disappointed by this, actually. It felt a little bit flat after the greatness of the first two. In comparison to the first two, it's not as good. But it's still enjoyable. Slight spoiler here, I didn't like the Golden Gate Bridge scene. It just felt there for the sake of it, for the sake of showing off with special effects. I didn't like it at all. So, same again. 3 stars out of 5. Next up is Hard Candy, an indie flick about a man in his 30s who meets a 14-year-old girl after chatting in chat rooms, and it gets quite messy. A nice psychological thriller that I really enjoyed. So I'm going to give this 3 3/4 stars out of 5. See if you can. And another indie flick, Brick, which was a lot of fun. Sorry, I'm really rushing here. I'm trying to keep below 16 minutes, although that's not going to happen now. Brick was really rather wonderful. It's film noir set in a high school in California. It doesn't sound like it'll work, but it really does. I really enjoyed it. 4 stars out of 5. I mean, for a 5-star flick, you're talking like, I don't know, Lost in Translation, that's a 5-star flick. Brick, 4 stars. So, there you go. That's going to do it for me today. Sorry, it was a bit rushed and whatnot, and not up to our standards of the first proper podcast. Next time, I'm going to try and get Murphy to do one of these as well. I don't know how the sound is working out for y'all, because I'm using a different microphone. I can't find my usual one. And that's going to do it for today. Quick plugs for MySpace. MySpace.com/Murphy and Miles. Please, please add us and leave comments. We've only got a few friends. Your help is much appreciated. Big, big thank you to all of our subscribers. There's, last check, there was at least 500, which is insane for us. And please do drop us a line. We enjoy reading every single one of your emails. We've had quite a few, I have to say. Email address is murphyandmiles@gmail.com. And that's going to about do it for today. So thanks for listening, and hopefully this is going to be better next time. And I'll taunt everyone with how great Tea in the Park was. Thanks, guys, for listening once again and supporting us. Goodbye for now.